They're back. Yes, I'm pleased to announce that Black Fly season is officially underway here in Maine. If you're from away and unfamiliar with our black flies, oh, you are missing something. Have you ever laid on your back and looked up at the clouds and you start seeing shapes in them? Well, that's what we do with the black flies here in Mahoosick Mills. One day last summer, I'm out planting my window boxes, and swear to God, I see this shadow moving across our double wide. I look up, and sure as shooting, it's a whole swarm of them, looking one minute like, oh, the silhouette of a rabbit, and the next like King Kong. Oh, maybe I was just delirious from lack of blood, because by the time I finished my last window box, I think I was down a quart. If you want to attract black flies, and who wouldn't, it's best to wear dark colored clothing, especially on your upper body. That way, you can see them up close and personal. Even if you don light colored garments, don't worry, they'll find you. My Grampy Gilbert once told me that they're attracted by your breathing. I looked it up on the internet, and it's true. I guess the carbon dioxide is a real turn on for the little critters. So, if you're outdoors in Maine during late May, June, and into July, and for some reason you want to avoid black flies, I suppose you could always hold your breath. But why would you want to do that? Black flies are very affectionate and like nothing better than to give you a little peck behind the ears or on the nape of your neck, though they're not fussy. Just about any exposed area of your body will do, with special attention to your ankles and the arch of your foot if you're nice enough to wear sandals for them. Unlike mosquitoes, who are kind of like stalkers, really, they're so persistent. Black flies love their freedom. They're not the kind of date you can bring home to mother. In fact, if they do happen to follow you inside your house or car, once they realize they're trapped, the little buggers will forget all about whispering sweet nothings in your ear. No, they'll focus all their attention on escaping back into the great outdoors. You just can't fence them in. Black flies are fond of pets, too. Why, a few years back, a massive swarm of them absconded with Connie Dugal's Chihuahua, Trixie. Now, Connie was real shook up about it, though her husband, Earl, didn't seem all that upset, if you ask me. Small children above 30 pounds should be okay, but it's best to not leave them unattended. Like most animals in the big wide world, it's the female black flies that do all the work. From the minute they're full grown, they'll go searching for blood so they can work up the strength to lay their eggs in a running stream, if you can believe it. 'Cause between not getting killed while searching for food and laying those eggs, they have to somehow digest their meal and still have enough energy left for a little mating. All this while the males have had a hard day lollygagging around. Makes me want to go outside and expose the tender skin of my inner elbow to them, just to help the sisters out. So, if you're from away and considering a vacation in May, I'd suggest that there's no time like the present. Come on up for a stroll in the woods. By mid-July, the black flies will be gone and you will have missed all the fun. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.